For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
On America's Sports Voice, King of OX.
Back on a special edition of Graybar Sports Open Line tonight, our final KMOX soccer showcase of the season, live from Hot Shots in Fenton, where you can still come out and grab yourself a ticket to be part of the raffle of items and get yourself a photo and autograph with City fullback Thomas Totland, who is kind enough to stick around with us for one additional segment. Nate Gatter, Jen Cease with you, in for Matt Pauley, who is on assignment this evening. Thomas, let's talk a little bit more about this season, because obviously the first half of the season did not go the way a lot of people wanted it to. I think your performance was one of the real bright spots, but of course there were not as many wins as anyone hoped. At the same time, getting the infusion of some of these new players over the summer seems to have really invigorated the team, and now three straight results in the resumption of MLS play, including a win. How do you feel the energy around the facility has changed since the summer window?
Yeah, those new, or Giannis, Seti, Cello, and Simon have come in with a lot of energy, and as a brand new player, you always come in with that extra energy because you want to show off, and they've definitely come in like that, and I think we needed some new players and some new energy because, you know, MLS has a long season, and after that summer break, and I know people get tired, so they've had a massive impact on us.
I remember somebody coming in with a bunch of energy when he came in, Thomas Totland, to come into a team that was struggling, right? Struggling with injuries had happened. Guys who had found their form getting hurt. And I remember you coming in, and St. Louis City struggled a little bit with the 4-1 loss to Vancouver, I think another one 4-1 loss to Colorado, and then we had a trip. We went to Seattle, and we went to Kansas City. Mm. And if I have this right, that was where you ran through play. It was the same game that Klaus trucked Agata, and you and I debated that was no foul. Mm-hmm. And you came through in that last, I don't know, what, 30 seconds of the game, made that, you know. So you talk about coming with energy. Mm-hmm. You came with energy, ran the whole field, and scored a goal.
Yeah, that was a...
against our rival.
Yeah, that was a fun moment. I think I didn't know at that time how big that that was, but it was huge for us.
We mentioned, and I think this Jen bringing up that trip is a perfect segue. One of the things that, along with the weather, that can be a challenge for foreign players is the travel, right? This is a massive country compared to what
you're used to. Do you remember? You were like, no, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
We get a plane. We didn't talk time zones.
How has it been adapting to the travel and just how long some of these trips are?
Yeah, I told you that I've been used to 6-7 hours of bus ride in my previous clubs, but that this was private plane, everything, that was super easy. But we've been to LA, Vancouver, all these places, and we get this schedule before we leave every time, and it says that we'll be home at 1:30 in the morning, St. Louis, and then we come home and they've forgotten to put in that it's 2 hours difference. We're suddenly home at 3:30 in the morning, you know?
So what we need a little better time zone, man, in the prep is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What are your biggest aspirations on a personal level for finishing out this season and looking ahead to next season with considerably more momentum right now than the club had, say, 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah, I think the team now is getting a lot better, and we're playing a lot better, and those new signings, like I said, have helped us a lot, and pretty much every game that we've played now, we've been controlling matches much better than we normally did, and just finishing this season on a strong note, and hopefully making playoffs and bringing in good energy to next year.
I think when we talked a little bit too, you'd started when you were younger as a midfielder. When did you convert to a back that's attacking in your style? You're more of an attacking back. You run You run end line to end line literally all game long. When did you do that? And do you see that being where you stay from here on out in what you do?
Yeah, for sure. From now on, I'm probably going to be a fullback. But no, like you said, I used to play as a left 10 or a midfield all the way up to under 18s. I mean, I think that was the last time I was on a national team duty, and I played a left 10. And after that summer, I came back to my club. I actually got sick that summer, and came back, and they put me at fullback, and from that on, I'll just...
They're like, now you're going to do it for the whole field.
Yeah, so I just started playing there, and they liked me playing there, so yeah, I never looked back.
How much do you feel that the sort of, I don't want to say unique, but very trademark style of St. Louis City at this point and the specific way that the club want to play suits your personal style and your skill set?
Yeah, I mean, the way that we used to play under Cornell was a pressing style, which I kind of had to adapt to, and it was, I think it was a style that fitted me because I could also get the ball offensively. But now under Hack, we also control the ball a lot better, and that also helps me a lot.
That's awesome. Thinking forward to this game here at City Park. Not many of those. Is it the last one? Is it not the last one? No, there's one more. But it feels like there's just not that much. How is it to come? I know this game is pressure. John Hackworth talked about it today. Joao Klaus talked about it today, that it's a must win. But you get to do it in front of the city fans.
Yeah, I mean, all year it's been a joy to go out there and play. You know, every time we go on the road, it just feels so weird because you don't have 25 people rooting
for
you.
You get like a corner of dedicated fans.
You get a corner, but of course you miss City Park, and it's been massive for us this whole year. And
does it really give you that push that the players talk? You guys all talk about?
Yeah, it really does. It's not just something that we say. It's especially when you have that humidity and it's and it's hot and you're tired and everything. But the fans are standing there and screaming at us. And yeah, it just gives you those 5-10% that you need at that point.
Well, Thomas, we so appreciate you being here, and we got a lot of folks here at Hot Shots at Fenton who are waiting to have their time with you, so we will not hog you any longer, but thanks so much for visiting with us, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
At St. Louis City, right back, Thomas Totland, who is with us at Hot Shots in Fenton, and you can come on down. Last couple of minutes, probably, to make it down in time to get yourself in line and get a photo, get an autograph. Thomas will be here signing and taking photos, and we will be giving merchandise away. Jen and I will still be with you for the next 90 minutes. We'll be talking to Dale Schilly, our match analyst on Y98, when we come back. Special edition of Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues after this on Campbell Wax.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.